Burning Guilt, Chapter 5, by Inger Gammelgaard Madsen, narrated by Linda Elvira. Burning Guilt, Chapter 5. The heat was unbearable. It transformed the skin into blisters that stung when they started oozing. She stared at her hands with burning eyes and saw sinew and bones becoming visible as the skin around it melted slowly. She heard her mother scream, a scream that drilled itself into her boiling brain. Her legs were unmovable, as if she had fused to the ground. Then she saw him. Vilas. He walked into the fire, slowly and determined, as if it did not harm him. She wanted to scream for him to stay away, to go back to Copenhagen and stay there, but her throat burned too, as did her stomach. The only thing that came out of her mouth was flames, as if she were a dragon. Suddenly she was pulled into the inferno. She fought, thrashed around, but there was nothing to get a grip on. She called for Vilas, called for her mum, but she was alone with the fire that had transformed into a gigantic red monster with evil poking eyes and a twitching tongue made of fire. It reached her easily and started burning her, bit by bit. She screamed. Luke sat up in her bed with a start. The scream had woken her. Sweat was running down her forehead and her hands were wet when she tried wiping the dream off her face. It was dark outside the window, and the red digital numbers on her alarm clock showed 1:35. Slowly, she got her breath under control. It was only a dream, even though it had seemed so real. The nightmares had begun again. It was his fault. John Boy. She lay back on the sweaty sheet. Her blanket was on the floor, but she felt warm, so she left it there. She stared at the ceiling, horrified and afraid the nightmare would come back if she closed her eyes. When the alarm clock started ringing, she realized she must have fallen back asleep because it startled her awake. She fought to sit up and was just about to fall over the blanket on the floor when she stood up. The alarm clock was always on the shelf across the room, so she had to stand up to turn it off. Otherwise, she would just ignore it and keep sleeping. Why had she made it ring so early? She had the day off, she suddenly realized. She had to have some blood tests taken at the hospital at 12:30. She had plenty of time. She was freezing, suddenly. She was only wearing underpants. She'd pulled off the nightdress during the nightmare, and it was soaking wet with sweat. A shower was much needed. She could smell herself. She'd eaten 2 slices of white bread with plenty of butter and a thick layer of Nutella and 2 glasses of cocoa when her phone started vibrating on the table. She took it, hesitantly. Whenever she had a call, it was usually someone from the shop, or someone from Vilas' nursing home. Maybe something had happened to him. She did not recognize the number. Maybe it was one of those annoying phone salesmen, analysis institutes or charities that kept on calling her. Yes? Hello, is this Liu? You may remember me from the other day. My name is Anne Larsen. I'm from TV2 East Jutland. It was that journalist woman. Lee was about to hang up immediately. I'm sorry to disturb you, but I visited your brother the day before yesterday. I'm sorry to see he's disabled. I didn't know. I understand why you didn't want to talk about it, but how bad is it? I had the impression he was trying to communicate with me. Hello? There was a short break while Luke considered whether to hang up, but something held her back. How had the journalist found out which nursing home Vilas lived in?